on air via relay partners around the globe. This show is from Hobart Radio International, down under in Australia.
Proudly on air via affiliate stations channel 292 on 6070 broadcasting to Europe, Radio Miami International on 9955 broadcasting to the Americas, over the weekends on Premier Radio, Radio Space Shuttle, Cupid Radio and Focus International. We're on World FM 88.2 FM in Taua, New Zealand, Thursday afternoons.
From Hobart, Australia, DX Extra. From Hobart, Tasmania, Australia, welcome to the DX Extra. It's a show about the shortwave and radio hobby featuring news, reviews, pirate radio and anything in between. It's great to have your company for our latest show and also our last show for a little while as we publish some exciting radio specials in the next few weeks. Our show The Buzz will feature occasional shortwave news and the pirate station logs. In show 30 this fortnight, we cover news of the HFCC conference in Brisbane, the exciting news of ERT reinstated on shortwave, the history of Swiss Info uncovered, the 2015 BBC Midwinter Antarctica broadcast, we check out our usual pirate logs, and from the audio archives, Channel Africa.
This is the DX Extra Shortwave and Radio News Show on Hobart Radio International.
First article is from HFCC. The HFCC ASBU B15 Coordination Conference is scheduled August 24th to 28th, 2015 at the Hotel Gen, Brisbane. Its conference hosts Reach Beyond Australia, Transworld Radio and NASB. Their agenda has not been made public, but we do know that from the Shortwave Central blog, that this has attracted Jeff White from WRMI fame. Jeff, as you know, runs transmitters from Florida for years and has also taken over WYFR transmitters. This, I think, makes Jeff the biggest private owner on shortwave that's non-government. We also notice the day after the Australian Radio DX Club has a tour of the Kurrajong Military Radio Museum. It's located at 842 Bells Line of Road, Kurrajong Hills, New South Wales. Gather at 1 p.m. Park is inside the gate. There is a fee of $10 each. The tour lasts for 4 hours. Ian has a huge area, and the tour includes audio and visual presentations along with the tour of the Radio Museum. Bring your camera or camera phone. Partners, wives, etc. are invited, as there is something for everyone. This is on the 29th of August 2015. More info can be obtained by emailing John Wright, dxer1234@gmail.com. And that was via the HFCC and Shortwave Central blog.
Time goes by so slowly, time goes by so slowly, time goes by so slowly, time goes by so slowly.
Our next article is from BBC News and the Shortwave Listening blog. 11th June 2015. Greece's state broadcaster ERT went back on the air on Thursday, 2 years after being closed down under austerity measures. The radio and television channel shut in June 2013 after the then government called it a haven of waste. The left-wing Syriza party made the reinstatement of ERT a key pledge in January's election, which it won. The party said all of the more than 2,600 staff made redundant in 2013 have been offered jobs by the station. It's a special day for all Greeks, for those who love Greece and for those who love freedom of information. President Nikos Agalidis said at the start of the first show on Thursday, "We're very nervous, we're very touched." His co-host Vasiliki Hanna said, "It's a special day for us, a difficult day." Shortwave Listening Post contributor Moshe writes with some good news from the Voice of Greece. "I'm listening to VOG at 9420 kHz at 11:27 local time, 8:27 UTC, on the 11th of June 2015. The station identified itself as, 'This is Athens, the voice of Greece.' Immediately after receiving Moshe's message, another post contributor, Mercury's, provided the following details. It would be of interest to the Shortwave Listening Post readers that, as of today, June 11th, the Greek public broadcaster ERT is back on the air with 3 TV channels and 8 radio programs, including The Voice of Greece. Their lineup includes TV channels ERT 1, 2, 3, radio programs, Radio 1, 2, 3, Musics of the World, a sports program, Thessaloniki, Voice of Greece. The website www.ert.gr is also up with news and streams all TV and radio channels. And that was via the Shortwave Listening Post blog and BBC News.
Does not compute.
Surprise yourself with technology. Hobart Radio International podcasts are online now for your listening pleasure. Click to hriradio.org and listen to your heart's desire. This is the DX Extra Shortwave and Radio News Show.
You can send your reception reports to us. We'd love to hear from you. hriradio@gmail.com. Our next article is from Swiss Info. The Swiss Shortwave Service and later Swiss Radio International, SRI, broadcast from the heart of Europe from 1935 until its closure in 2004. Now researchers are going through the records, letters and recordings to see how Swiss identity played out over the airwaves. "Can you feel the history in these documents?" says Fanny Gutcher, research assistant at the Seminar for Cultural Anthropology at the University of Basel, as she turns the pages of an internal memo from the Swiss Shortwave Service governing body, dated 1968. It was the year of the Prague Spring when the Soviet Red Army crushed a Czechoslovakian revolt. They were thinking of establishing a Czech service news or programs that would address the Czech audience. They were doing some research into whether it would be successful or not, she explains. A few news programs were broadcast, but they were a short-lived reaction to a political event and did not continue for long. Giving a global listenership impartial information on world events during the Cold War was at the heart of the radio station's mission during this key time for the service. Showing that Switzerland was strong and independent was important, but the idea of Swissness in a wider sense, what it means to be Swiss or to truly experience Switzerland, was also central to the programs and the music the station put out across the globe. The radio station wanted to show Switzerland's best side to the world. As the 1968 memo notes, the programming for a Czech audience was to avoid being political. A few topics from a typical broadcast included blood donations, the Red Cross, the postal service, and asylum policy in Switzerland. Reaction to the short-lived experiment was slim, mainly due to censorship, which it believes based on this archive material. It says that the letters of listeners from Czechoslovakia are censored. They got one that had been opened by a censor in Czechoslovakia, but it was still sent on to the radio station. That was the only reaction they got. Maybe there were more letters that did not make it. Since in the times, Switzerland was surrounded by very strong countries, so they wanted to present that they were also a strong country and that they could defend themselves, says Gutscher. She and others are tackling the vast archives of the radio service that precedes the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation's current international service, swissinfo.ch. At its peak, it broadcast in seven main languages: English, German, French, Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, and Arabic, with occasional short-term or one-off programs in others. At this time, television was not yet the most important mass media form. Radio, and especially shortwave broadcasting in an international context, was the most important form for keeping in contact over a huge distance, says Patricia Yagi, another researcher from the University of Basel working on the Broadcasting Swissness project. During the first decades of the Cold War, the 1950s and 60s, the radio station got more money from the state and the Broadcasting Corporation. They could develop and become a bigger institution, says Gutscher. In the early years, it was more a station for the Swiss abroad. It played lots of folk music and used Swiss-German dialects. Then later in the 60s, it became more professional, more international, and wanted to be a really professional international radio service like the BBC World Service. Gutscher has stacks of letters and documents from SRI separated out by decade in her office in Basel. The piles grow larger for the 1950s and 1960s, and then shrank again towards the end of the 1990s up to the point where the station stopped broadcasting in 2004. And that article was from Swiss Info.
Calling North America. We begin our transmission in English with the Swiss watch giving you the exact time. At the last signal, it will be 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This recording was from DFirth224 on YouTube. Our next article is from the Shortwave Listening Post blog. Every year, the BBC broadcasts a special program to the scientists and support staff in the British Antarctic Survey Team. The BBC plays music requests and sends special messages to the small team of 40-plus located at various Antarctic research stations. Each year, the 30-minute show is guaranteed to be quirky, nostalgic, and certainly a DX-worthy catch. This year, I'm calling on all Shortwave Listening Post readers and Shortwave Radio listeners to make a short recording, say 30 to 60 seconds, of the show, and share it here. The recording can be audio only or even a video taken from any recording device or smartphone. It would be helpful to have a description and or photo of your listening environment and location, if possible. If you submit your recording to me, Thomas was the author of this article. I will post it here on the Shortwave Listening Post and ensure that the BBC World Service receives the post too. The recordings will be arranged by geographic location. 2015 BBC Antarctic Midwinter Broadcast Frequencies confirmed. Many thanks to Shortwave Listening Post contributor Stephen Cooper, who has confirmed the frequencies that will be used for the 2015 BBC Antarctic Midwinter broadcast on June 21st at 21 hours 30 UTC. Stephen received information of the following frequencies directly from the BBC World Service: 5985, 5950, and 5905. Evidently, these were the frequencies chosen from the following that were tested: 7425 Ascension, 5985 Wolferton, 9590 Wolferton, 9505 Dabeya. I think it's safe to assume that the same antenna pass will be used from the tests. I had hoped an Ascension Island frequency would have made the cut, as it's typically the frequency I hear best in East Northern America. Of course, the selections were made based on actual test receptions in the various parts of Antarctica, where the team is located. Please note these frequencies will take a little time to submit your recording. We look forward to sharing and mapping them across the globe. And that was via the Shortwave Listening Post blog. And we've got a recording of the 2012 broadcast from Steve Cooper on YouTube.
London. Hello, Antarctica. This is the British Antarctic Survey Midwinter Broadcast. I'm Martin Redfern, and here in the Cambridge headquarters of BASS are also Caroline Lewis and Dave Wottam, logistics coordinators, respectively, for other bases, along with Peter Janczakowski, BASS Head of Human Resources. Hello to you all.
Hello.
And for anyone chancing on this programme who is not frozen in the dark, welcome to you too, to this special production for a guaranteed audience of 44. The hardy men and women, scientists and support staff, who are stranded in the long dark night of the Antarctic winter, keeping British bases there running until sunshine and supplies return.
And of course, there's definitely a clear advantage of living in Australia. We will definitely get good reception of this transmission.
This is Hobart Radio International, the voice of Tasmania.
Reception reports are always welcome for electronic QSL verification. To send one, email hriradio@gmail.com and check out the website at hriradio.org. We're also now available on Twitter at Hobart Radio INTL. That again, on Twitter at Hobart Radio INTL.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We kill every plunder, we rifle and loot, bring up the honey yo ho. We sting up the dragons and don't give a hoot, bring up the honey yo ho.
We're in the world of a pirate, and good news for the Radio Space Shuttle, their last weekend signal was heard well in much of Europe and North America. Here are the Europirate logs for the last weekend and this week. And Sunday was yet another busy day in the world of pirate radio. Tuesday, June 16th, 2015. 6290, 20 hours 5, Radio 42, music from ELO, Strange Magic and Mud, Tiger Feet. Fair signal, SINPO 43333. 6240, 20 hours 15, Radio Nora, oldies including Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side, SINPO 43433. 6290, 20 hours 58, Radio 42, oldies Dutch and polka music, including Pat Boone, Love Letters in the Sand. Also IDs, SINPO 43333. 6310, 21 hours 20, Radio OZNRH, easy listening jazz music week to fair signal, SINPO 33233. Sunday, June 14th, 2015. 6305, 6 hours 20, Radio Merlin International. Music from Smokey Robinson, Keith West and The Stranglers. Fair signal, SINPO 43333. 6295, 8 hours 15, Radio Lowland. Only heard some music for a few minutes before fading out. SINPO 32322. 6305 at 15 hours 3, Radio Merlin International, music from The Beach Boys, CCR and ELO. Fair signal with some fading, SINPO 34323. 6390, 15 hours 25, Radio Joey, Dutch rock and Europop music. Fair signal but some deep fading, SINPO 43323. 6285, 18 hours 10, Bogus Man. Chat and music, including Alan Parsons' project, Don't Answer Me, and reading out email reception reports. Strong signal, SINPO 54444. 6390, 19 hours 8, Radio Joey, oldies and Dutch, including OMD, SINPO 44333. 9290, 19 hours 25, Radio Focus International. Offshore recordings, music from Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water. Good signal, SINPO 44344. 6318 at 19 hours 35, Radio Underground, talking about stations from the UK on shortwave and saying, Hello Panda. That's interesting. Strong signal, SINPO 54444. 13600, 19 hours 45, Hobart Radio International via Radio Space Shuttle. Reading out logs from this blog and HF Underground Forum. And we're doing that right now. The irony. Strong signal, 54444. 6200, 19 hours 55, Radio Rona Lisa, music from Elton John, I'm Still Standing, and Donna Summer, Hot Stuff. Thanks for the greetings, fair signal, SINPO 43333. 6255, 20 hours 5, Radio Telstar, South, oldies and chat, including Len Barry, SINPO 43333. 6265 at 20 hours 25, Bogus Man, reading out reception reports and music from John Hopkins. Strong signal, SINPO 54444. 6385, 20 hours 38, Radio Mr. Cash, music from John Fogarty and Dutch Music. SINPO 44333. 6280, 20 hours 53, Radio Montferland, music from the Communards and Simple Minds, saying hello to Terry and Jari, among others. Strong signal, SINPO 54444. And it definitely looks like there were really good shortwave conditions for that Sunday. Saturday, June 13th, 2015, 6735, 19 hours 23, Radio Mustang dance and rock music, including Gold Earrings, Radar Love. Strong signal, SINPO 54444. 6947 20 hours 15 Radio Enterprise music from Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight, and Dire Straits, Why Worry? Also greetings, Fair Signal, SINPO 43333. 6420 20 hours 28 Radio Zodiac, oldies including Queen and Tom Robinson Band, Fair Signal, SINPO 43333. 9290 20 hours 45 Radio Focus International Radio Caroline Recordings Good Signal, SINPO 44344. 3905 20 hours 55 Radio Alice Rock and Dance Music including Guns N' Roses and Alice DJ, SINPO 54444. 6210 21 hours and 5 Radio Ronalisa Oldies including the Gibson Brothers, Soul Sister, The Rolling Stones and Patrick Hernandez, also ID Jingles, SINPO 34333. And 6284 21 hours 20 Radio Underground music from PJ Harvey, Jerry Rafferty, Bjork, and Talking About England Soccer Team. Strong Signal, SINPO 54444. European logs are via Irish Paul's radio blog. Looking over to North America, 6955 Upperside Band, Radio Gallifrey Intergalactic at 1 hour 26 UTC on the 13th of June 2015. 6939 Insane Radio, 0 hours 25 UTC, the 14th of June 2015. 6925 Liquid Radio at 22 hours 53 UTC on the 13th of June. 6935 Upperside Band, The Voice of Chaos, 0 hours 24 UTC, June the 13th, 2015. And logs are via the HF Underground Forum. Hey, 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 hey. The DX Extra is being relayed via the following affiliate stations: World FM 88.2 FM in Tawa, near Wellington, in New Zealand. On shortwave via channel 292-6070 at 16 hours UTC Saturdays. WRMI Radio Miami International 9955 and WBCQ Area 51 5110 from 3 hours 30 to 4 hours UTC Sunday nights in America. And over the weekend on Premier Radio, Radio Space Shuttle and Focus International. Before we go, it's time to get an audio clip out of the archives. This is a shortwave recording of Channel Africa from archive.org.
This is Africa Digest.
Very good evening and welcome to Africa Digest. So this is Channel Africa, the voice of the African Renaissance. We're broadcasting from Johannesburg in South Africa. We're on frequency 15235 kHz on the 19 meter band to West Africa. My name is Spumela Lizondi in studio with Amanda Machaka and Figile Lingwadi. Your top stories on Africa Digest this hour. Police in Kenya have arrested at least 200 people on suspicion of undergoing military training at the coastal town of Mombasa. Tunisia will on Sunday observe the first freely contested presidential elections in the country's history. And politicians in the Democratic Republic of Congo have revised their plans to prolong President Joseph Kabila's hold on power. In sports news, a century from Steve Smith led Australia to a 3-wicket win over South Africa. But first, the news with Amanda.
Good evening. At least 11 people have been killed in a stampede to the crusade held by a popular prophet in Kwekwe in Zimbabwe. Police didn't say several others were injured.
We've reached the end of the show. This was the DX Extra, shortwave and radio news on Hobart Radio International, on FM into New Zealand, on shortwave into Europe and North America, and online at hriradio.org.
from down under in Australia. Goodbye. Hobart Radio International, signing off.